Good morning, you're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Bob Plan, who is a partner with Resource Arizona in Phoenix, Arizona. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to be with you. You know, we're at the Ritz-Carlton at Amelia Island, and looking at a guy like you, you're a snappy dresser. You look comfortable here at the Ritz.
We have a great team, and we get to go to nice meeting places. And if you're going to take some time out of your business day, let's try and have a good meeting and a good location where we can all have some fun together.
At Fuse Alliance, do you serve another purpose other than just being a member? You're on the board. You're actually the vice president of the organization, right?
I am the vice president of that group and one of the original founders.
All right. One of the things that I know about you, because I've interviewed you several times, is that you have a beautiful A&D design studio that is focused to help A&D people out in Phoenix. That's where you spend most of your focus, isn't it?
Well, A&D community is a very important part of our business. It helps us to predict our future. We touch architects every day, and certainly we try and work hard to earn their respect and have them ask us to be part of their team.
Now, if you look at the three groups of people that influence flooring, and A&D, and facility managers, and general contractors, you've already told me you spend the most time on A&D. Do you spend much time on the other two?
We do. We have groups within our own business. We have a sales team of 8 people, and we're specific to each of those markets. We look at influencers, and certainly a general contractor, maybe the way that the sale is going to take place. It might be by an end user, but there's certainly an influence of A&D, and we certainly want to make sure that we're there to help in choices. We have a unique situation in Phoenix where we have some limited distribution on some major product lines, and if we don't get involved early, we may be closed out, and we have to protect our future.
That brings up another interesting question. How much influence do you think you have over the specification?
What we try and do is deal with the realization that time is money. To A&D, time is very limited. Their budgets have been constrained. They don't necessarily have the librarians anymore that they used to. We could say it's the internet, maybe that helps, but the reality is flooring is one of those things we like to touch. And that's the reason for our showroom. We have the items right there, people can get it. And when they have a project, we can deliver a sample that day to them. It makes their life a lot easier and a lot quicker. So we try and be an influence, but we try and be a help. We're partners together.
I've interviewed you before, and you mentioned about value engineering. Talk a little bit about value engineering when it comes to floor covering.
Well, oftentimes that flooring item may be the last thing purchased within a project, and the budget may have been spent in other areas. We'd like to say that, we're the only thing that gets walked on in the building. And we want to make sure that what we put down, our brand, Resource Arizona, is going to go ahead and have an opportunity to have a connectivity in the future with someone. And if we give them a bad product, that's not necessarily the right thing. So we want to make sure that budgets are met, but we also want to bring best product and life cycle to the project.
Now, when it comes to the work you do, will you take a job even if you don't get to supply the material?
There's a service that we perform. We certainly want to be paid for the service. It's much more than installation. It's project management. It's logistics. It's making sure that the project is put in properly, making sure that it's going to be installed with warranties in place. We work with a lot of manufacturers, and they call us to help them with those types of projects. And we're not opposed to it. We just want to be compensated for the fair price.
Yeah, I see. Do you do much work where you don't supply the material?
It's a portion of our business. It's something that I think we all look at. Within the Fuse network, we're offering to be partners with a lot of our co-vendors to try and help with the process. There are a lot of end users that feel there's a need to buy direct. That doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best way. We don't normally go out and buy just wheels. We need a car to help drive it there. And we're part of the logistics to make all that work.
All right, so we've talked before about some of the special work that you do. You have a lot of fun in this business. You do, you know, restaurants. You do some retail. I remember talking to you last year. You were getting ready to take some designers over to Europe to look at some restaurants to bring some ideas back to their work here. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we do have a group that we work with that specialize in restaurant design, BNP, Bar Napkin Productions, and they manage a lot of restaurant chains. Ideas have to be refreshed, and one of the things we do is go looking for things that are being done differently. And you mentioned BE. Well, we take a hard look at what might work, but we have to make it work economically too. So that's a different kind of BE. That's where you take something that's very unique and very expensive, but we find a way to produce it for a lesser cost, but not taken away from longevity.
Do you have any fun trips scheduled here in the near future?
I'm a, what do you call it, OCD, I think they call it. So I'm habitual. So I get to go off to wine country soon over in the south of France.
That sounds like fun. All right. Well, Bob, it's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Bob Plan, who's a partner at Resource Arizona and vice president with Fuse Alliance. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.